Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. Today we're diving into something super important, especially with everything going on in the world right now. Finding calmness amidst chaos. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a raging storm inside your head? Like there's just too much noise, too much information, and not enough quiet space to actually think? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your thoughts are bouncing off the walls, and you can't seem to find a moment of peace? Well, that's what we're tackling today. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Big ones. And sometimes those curveballs feel like they're hitting us one after another, leaving us feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. But here's the good news. We have the power to cultivate calmness even in the midst of this chaos. It's not about ignoring the storm, it's about learning to weather it with grace and resilience. So, what are some key takeaways? Let's get into it. First off, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Seriously, this isn't just some hippy-dippy trend. It's a powerful tool for anchoring yourself in the present moment, which is where true calmness resides. Ever notice how when you're fully absorbed in an activity, whether it's painting, playing music, or even just savoring your morning coffee, your worries tend to melt away? That's mindfulness in action. Think of your mind like a wild horse. It can be beautiful and powerful, but if you don't have reins, it can easily take you on a runaway journey. Mindfulness is about gently guiding those thoughts, observing them without judgment, and letting the ones that don't serve you pass by. There are tons of apps out there to help with this: Headspace, Calm, Insight Timer, all great resources to get started. Second, prioritize your sleep. I know, it sounds basic, but truly getting enough quality sleep is like hitting the reset button on your entire system. When you're well rested, you're more capable of handling stress, making clear decisions, and just feeling generally happier. Aim for 7 to 8 hours a night, seriously, treat it like an important appointment. Third, ditch the constant scrolling. I'm talking to you about those news feeds, social media, and endless streams of information that can leave your brain feeling fried. It's easy to get sucked into the vortex, but remember, taking breaks from these digital distractions is crucial for your mental well-being. Try designating specific times for checking emails and social media. Maybe an hour in the morning and one in the evening, and stick to it. Your mind will thank you. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting toned. It's a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. Even a short walk can make a huge difference. Find something you enjoy, dancing, swimming, hiking, and get those endorphins flowing. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and body. Finally, cultivate genuine connections. We humans are social creatures, and strong relationships provide us with invaluable support and grounding. Make time for meaningful conversations with loved ones, join a club or group that aligns with your interests, or simply reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Building these connections can create a sense of belonging and purpose that helps you weather any storm. Okay, let me tell you about a time when I really felt the need for calmness in chaos. Remember that big presentation I was giving last month? Well, picture this. The room is packed, I'm sweating bullets, and my mind is racing like a Formula One car, thoughts jumbled, notes scattered everywhere. In that moment, I remembered the power of mindfulness. I took a few deep breaths, focusing on the feeling of the air entering and leaving my lungs. I visualized myself calmly delivering the presentation, connecting with the audience. And you know what? It went amazingly well. So, here's the takeaway. Calmness isn't some elusive fantasy, it's a skill that can be cultivated. By practicing mindfulness, prioritizing sleep, limiting digital distractions, moving your body, and nurturing genuine connections, you can create an inner oasis of peace amidst the chaos of everyday life. Remember, you are in control of your thoughts and emotions. Choose calmness, choose resilience, and choose to thrive, even when things get tough. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your go-to strategy for finding calmness in chaotic moments? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and shared wisdom. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you find this podcast helpful. Until next time, keep chasing that calm.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.